Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
He says authorities still have not determined a motive or identified the suspect.
United Healthcare is declining to answer questions posed by ABC News, including whether the company has offered to contribute to the reward money for information leading to an arrest. Detectives are optimistic they're closing in, but heading in now to a sixth day of searching, they still do not have an identity of the suspect or anyone in custody.
An amended lawsuit in New York accuses Jay-Z, real name Sean Carter, of sexually assaulting a 13-year-old girl in 2000 alongside Sean Diddy Combs. Both deny the allegations. Combs is in jail awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. He has pleaded not guilty. Russia's granted political asylum to the ousted Syrian leader Bashar Assad, and more of President-elect Trump's cabinet picks continue meeting with lawmakers on Capitol Hill. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Governor Tony Evers says he will not be helping President-elect Donald Trump fulfill one of his biggest campaign promises. Trump has said he'll activate the National Guard for mass deportations of people who are here in the U.S. illegally. Evers says don't count on Wisconsin. He will not send troops to help with that effort. And developments here in Madison after Act 10 was repealed last week. The local teachers union has already reached out to the school district to start bargaining. The right to collective bargaining was stripped from union workers in 2011 thanks to Act 10, the signature legislation from then-Governor Scott Walker. Now that a Dane County judge has restored the right to collective bargaining, the local teachers union is demanding negotiations with the district. Madison Teachers, Inc. reached out to the administration saying they're ready to come to the table. Staff from the district say they're consulting lawyers and figuring out next steps. In regards to the actual court case, Republicans have already filed an appeal of the ruling. The issue will almost certainly end up in front of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And timing could matter because right now the court has a liberal majority, but there's an election in the spring to fill the seat of Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, who's retiring. And I saw tons of people over the weekend bringing home their Christmas trees. Did you know that you could actually go into some Wisconsin state forests and cut your own? Lisa Hale has more.
Wisconsinites who want the experience of trekking through the woods, finding the perfect tree, cutting it down, and taking it home can do so from some Wisconsin state forest for just a small fee. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says Wisconsinites can harvest a holiday tree or evergreen boughs from certain state forests, such as the Peshtigo State Forest in Marinette County. Permits vary, but average at about $5 per tree. Visit the DNR's Forest Products Permit page for information on how to harvest a holiday tree for your home.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Pack gets ready for Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's back to work for the Packers, who play the Seahawks in Seattle. Next on Sunday Night Football, the Seahawks beat the Cardinals in Arizona yesterday 30-18. Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray throwing two interceptions in the first half that the Seahawks converted into a pair of touchdowns. Women's college volleyball, Wisconsin and Marquette headed to the Sweet 16. The Badgers will face Texas A&M, the Golden Eagles against Utah. Both matches set for Friday. NBA, the Bucks at home tomorrow night for an NBA Cup quarterfinal against the Orlando Magic. The Bucks beat the Nets 118-113. Doc Rivers on what made the difference in Brooklyn versus losing in Boston on Friday.
The difference tonight than in the Boston game. Tonight, we trusted everything. Giannis made a great pass to Bobby for a three. Dame had the three, but they were closing out. And he swung it to Chris. That's called trust. That's how you win games. When you start doing that, your team becomes unguardable.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today, becoming breezy by later this afternoon. Our high in the mid to upper 40s with wind southwest at 5 to 15, 15 to 25 here by this afternoon. Tonight, 26. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and colder, 30. On Wednesday, some light snow with a high of only 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend, update you on the news, and get you into the holiday season as we prepare to travel to Seattle. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
After 13 years of civil war in Syria, more than half a century of brutal authoritarian rule by Bashar Assad and his father before him, rebel forces have forced Assad to resign his office, flee the country. We're not sure where he is, but there's word that he's in Moscow. At long last, the Assad regime has fallen. This regime brutalized and tortured and killed literally hundreds of thousands of innocent Syrians. The fall of the regime is a fundamental act of justice.
Thank you, Mr. President. Oh, could you take your organ out, please, Chris? Let's send out some thoughts and prayers to Tulsi Gabbard at this very difficult time for her.
She's going up on Capitol Hill today.
Oh, really? She's not in Moscow with Assad?
No, she's going up on Capitol Hill.
Is she going to Moscow with Assad later to comfort him and spoon him in his time of need? Probably.
With that gray streak of hers in that hair.
But does she have to? Why does she? Are they not cartoon villains enough? Why does she really have to make herself look like Cruella de Vil right before her hearing or non-hearing or whatever? Oh, my God, I saw Wicked yesterday. It was fantastic. And it's exactly what we're living through. People get it.
I hear there's a parallel.
Oh, yes. God. Oh, my God. We need gravity away from this timeline.
We need to defy gravity?
Yes, 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 politically speaking.
I see. Because it's not popular? Okay.
Right. Thank you. All right. I think we've got it. We've had enough.
You're almost a wicked gay.
And I'm not even a wicked gay.
I'm not. It was fantastic. Okay. Yes. By the way, Adam Kinzinger said, "I wonder if Gabbard will offer Assad a safe harbor at her house." They are great friends.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Maybe he's here. Who knows? He said, "Remember, Tulsi Gabbard claimed Assad didn't use chemical weapons. It was the rebels." Her confirmation hearing will be brutal if she even makes it there. Another woman posted a video of a woman destroying a room in anger with the caption, "Tulsi Gabbard after the spirit of Aloha didn't save Assad's regime."
Yep.
Did he check into the spirit of Aloha? It was not available?
It was not available.
Hmm. John Bolton implied that Syrian records could reveal that Gabbard is on their payroll. Oh, that's going to be awkward right before one's... She needs to get drunk and start sexually abusing some people quick. Look over there. Look over at the other awful thing I did. Oh, my God. Hi. We're going to have to... Jody, I know that you are not also strong enough. Neither am I to actually watch an entire interview.
That's why you have none of his sound bites.
Even watching clips.
That's why I didn't grab any.
I know. Just even reading the transcript. This is what is impossible about this time.
Mm-hmm.
Our Okay. Oh, I've been texting with my new best friend, Don Lemon, who...
Yes, you need to tell this story, because when you called and told me this yesterday, I was like, what?
Well, what? He wrote it. An email from Don Lemon, and he said, I love what you're doing. I love your, especially, you know, your thoughts about Morning Joe and whatever. I love what you're doing. You want to come on my show? And I was like, is this the Don Lemon? Because anyone could just write you and say,
Yeah.
And he's like, here, text me. And so I texted him and I said, hi, possibly Don Lemon. It's Stephanie Miller or maybe Christine Amanpour. How would you know the deal? How would you know? I said, I'd love to do your show. Or, you know, I would end up in a wood chipper somewhere, and it would serve me right for being such a media whore. Well, but anyway, he just was also talking about the media failing us, and it's just, this is how we've gotten here, where it's almost ridiculous to interview him for any reason. Mm-hmm. He just lies and lies and lies. Mm-hmm. And I guess she fact-checked a couple of things, but I'm sorry, she's the Andrea Mitchell of Mika Brzezinski's. I mean, she's just not, I mean, the fact that you even have to tiptoe around talking, he's talking about Hegseth drinking because she knows that's supposedly his thing.
Right.
And he doesn't like, you know, drinkers.
He doesn't.
Which is another reason I hate him. Don't trust him. Doesn't like dogs. Doesn't like drinking.
Doesn't like his family.
Right.
I don't like him either.
But how do you do that interview without bringing, because you can't ask a rapist, how do you feel about the other rapist you're trying to get confirmed as defense secretary? Or the one you're trying to get confirmed as AG? It's just such a ridiculous timeline to have to live through. And he just, oh my God, he just lies and lies. And okay, first of all, what are his, they're just like, it's not even, you know what, they're like brain fecal plumes. Like, remember that story about the whale fecal plumes? They're not even like, he doesn't know anything about anything. He posted up in the middle of the night posting about Syria, demanding that Putin and China work immediately to, first of all, you're not president yet. Sit down and shut up.
Right.
Russia and China work together to achieve a ceasefire immediately. And blah, 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 blah. And he said, his protector, Russia, led by Vladimir Putin. I love how he always thinks he's telling us stuff that we don't.
Hey, he invented the word groceries.
Yes, he did. That was the other thing in the interview. No one ever used the word groceries before, Chris. Did you know that?
Oh, okay. All right.
Are we going to survive?
No.
He's not even president yet.
No.
Is it going to be the stupid or the criminality of the...
All of it.
Okay, he also said he's not going to go after his political enemies.
Yes, he is. That's a lie.
As he also in the next breath said he's going to go after his political enemies.
March 2023, I am your retribution.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, he said it again. Like, of course he's going to...
Of course.
Okay. So where is this? Putin was uninterested in protecting him, and they lost all interest in Syria because of Ukraine. Can I just say, President Biden is going to have one of the most historically successful presidencies ever, both domestically and foreign policy. Mm-hmm. Assad fell on his watch. I can't even, give me some more of the actual president. Thank you.
It's a moment of historic opportunity for the long-suffering people of Syria to build a better future for their proud country. It's also a moment of risk and uncertainty. Mm-hmm. As we all turn to the question of what comes next, the United States will work with our partners and the stakeholders in Syria to help them seize an opportunity to manage the risks. You know, for years, the main backers of Assad have been Iran, Hezbollah, and Russia. Mm-hmm. But over the last week, their support collapsed, all three of them, because all three of them are far weaker today than they were when I took office.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yep.
All right. Okay, what is this whale fecal plume nonsense at the end of his? There was never much of a benefit in Syria for Russia other than to make Obama look stupid. And what? God, he's just so racist. He also just went on and on about Obama is stupid, stupid and dumb. It's stupid. I hate it. I killed it. Kristen was like, no, you didn't. Oh, and then she said, do you have anything more than concepts of a plan? I still have concepts of things, of pastiches, of notions. In any event, Syria's a mess, but it's not, and not our friend, but the United States should have nothing to do with it. This is not a... You know what? It's going to just get Walter the dog ready. That's what it's going to sound like for 4 years. I don't even know that I can read his stupid...
I'm sorry. I just couldn't get the audio for you. I just was not going to do it.
Blah, blah. Obama, black guy, bad. Black guy, bad. Black guy, health insurance, bad. Bye. You know what? I don't even have the intellectual curiosity, Chris, to read further into what Obama has to do with something. Okay.
Black man bad. That's what that
yes,
is. That is.
Yes, yes. One more real president.
And let's remember why. After Hamas attacked Israel on October the 7th, 2023, when much of the world responded with horror, Iran and its proxies chose to launch a multi-front war against Israel. That was a historic mistake on Iran's part. Today, Iran's main territorial proxy, Hezbollah, is also on its back. Only 12 days ago, I spoke from the Rose Garden about the ceasefire deal in Lebanon, a deal that was only possible because Hezbollah has been badly degraded.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Even holding the transcript of him talking, flapping his little Garfield anus.
I'm sorry.
Oh, we call Kristen Walker Welker nasty.
Mm-hmm.
That's new. Is she a nasty woman? Oh my God. Chris, please help mommy. This is such a badass.
You said it was
flashback.
A tougher interview than the interview she gave to Biden, which
she never interviewed Biden.
Yeah, okay. Trump lashed out of Kristen Welker. called up pretty nasty questions. He said the press was obviously unfair to me. Okay. Where was I? Oh, sorry. No president has ever gotten treated by the press like I was. Can I just say, I saw some of Bill Clinton's comments. He's absolutely right. Now I'm going to die mad about 2016 and 2024. Oh, my God, and the press's role in all this.
Mm-hmm.
That is all they reported on are Hillary's emails. That's part of how we got here.
Yep.
And then I just, this more analysis of 2024, it all comes back to disinformation and the press because, I don't know. None of us know, would Biden have won if he stayed in? But I know he had less than a 40% approval rating for no reason.
Right.
Other than that the right-wing media leads the regular press who did negative story after negative story about Biden's age, about the economy. And meanwhile, here we go. Record job numbers again. Inflation way down. And it's so infuriating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where was I? I'm sorry, in the middle of the he said, you know, the answers to questions, they're pretty nasty. But look, I've seen you interview other people. I've seen you interview other people like Biden. I've never interviewed President Biden. I'm talking metaphorically.
That doesn't. That's not what he said.
That's not what he said.
Oh my God.
Yes, thank you.
He told Kristen Walker that Liz Cheney and his other opponents on the J6 committee should all go to jail, but claimed he won't push for it in the same breath he was pushing for. What? How is anybody going to be surprised at this parade of horribles that's going to start in January? He said that repeatedly they should all go to jail. Kristen Welker said, are you going to direct the Justice Department to move against your opponents? He said no, but they're going to look into it. I don't understand the point of asking him anything.
I agree.
Would you like to hear the transcript?
No.
Honestly, they should all go to jail. So you think Liz Cheney should go to jail for what they did? Everyone on the committee, I think everybody, Kristen Welker, should go to jail. Anyone that voted in favor, Kristen Welker, are you going to direct your FBI director? No. And your attorney general to send them to jail? No, not at all. But I think they'll have to look into it. Okay,
it's the same thing.
And this time, they wrote everything down.
Mm-hmm.
Kash Patel wrote every name down. I'm telling you, our friend Adam Schiff, who gets sworn in today, he might want to rethink this pardon. Because I'm telling you, they're going to go after all these people. I mean, how much more clear can he be about all this stuff, right? Welker said, he didn't remember saying he would go after President Biden. So he played he's on tape.
So many times.
Oh, my God, the gaslighting. Kristen Welker said, Kash Patel, he has a list in his book of six people he calls member of the deep state. Do you want Kash Patel to launch investigations into people on that list? No. I mean, he's going to do what he thinks is right. He's already told us what he thinks is right.
Yes.
If they think somebody was dishonest or crooked or a corrupt politician, I think he probably has an obligation.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to direct him to do it? No, not at all. Pam Bondi's been like a rocket ship.
I don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Is she shaped like a rocket ship?
I don't know. Huh. If they were crooked, if they did something wrong, if they broke the law, probably, they went after me. They went after me and I did nothing wrong.
Oh
hey, you know what?
God.
That sounds like retribution. It sounds like I'm going to just because they went after, I'm going to. Okay.
What am I keep saying?
But all the pundits around him will say, he's never been about retribution.
No.
You're crazy.
That's
no,
crazy talk.
Jim Jordan told us that. Yeah. He's never been about retribution. Where did you get that crazy?
You said President Biden, quote, you're going to appoint a special prosecutor to go after Joe Biden. Where did I say that?
You play tape.
Produce the tape.
Roll tape.
Oh, and here's the grocery part. Here's the kicker. I want on the border. I want on groceries. Very simple word, groceries. Like almost, you know, who uses the word? I started using the word the groceries. We're going to bring those prices way down. No, nothing further on how or what.
What else do you call the things you get from a supermarket?
Stuff.
The food things.
Food things.
Food things.
I'm going to the store for food things.
No one's ever used the word. No one has ever used the word groceries. I came up with that.
I'm going to the food thing store later.
I am too.
It's concepts of food. That's what the groceries are. Is this really happening?
Mm-hmm.
We fell for the dumb wizard in Wicked.
Oh, you're going to make everything about Wicked now,
mm-hmm,
aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be one of those gays.
Mm-hmm. All right, we have a special Monday Malcolm Nance to talk about Syria, Ukraine, etc. Rude Pundit,
yep.
Deb and Lisa, author of That Time We Ate Our Feelings, Good Time for the Holidays,
mm-hmm,
and Harry Littman, who is one of our heroes of democracy, about why he quit the LA Times. Good for him. Profile and courage. All right, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the...
Yeah, it's there.
Ah, the show is brought to you by Simply Safe.
Oh. It was there this morning.
And you were there, and you were there. Simply Safe, gotta have it. It's a scary time, mm-hmm, right? If you ever worry about the safety of your home and family, no better time than right now. Oh, they're expanding their massive Black Friday sale. It's like Black Friday forever right
what?
Now. 50% off a new Simply Safe security system, the home security that we love and use here at the Stephanie Miller Show. Get 50% off today just by going to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. This is your last chance to protect your home at Simply Safe's lowest prices of the year. And they're always adding new features like Active Guard Outdoor Protection. This is changing the game. I'm telling you, it prevents crime before it even happens. If someone is lurking, it's anti-lurking device.
Yes.
Agents see them in real time, talk to them directly, set off spotlights, even call the police before they've had a chance to break in. Simply Safe. Unbelievable. Black Friday sale, 50% off any new system with a select professional monitoring plan. This is your last chance to claim that best offer of the year. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. That's SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
There's something wrong with us. Something very, very wrong with us.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Wait, shop Cozy Earth now before their most loved gifts sell out this holiday season. One of my favorite Christmas memories is curling up by the tree, the glow of the lights filling the room, and feeling completely at peace. Cozy Earth helps you recreate that magic by transforming your home into a sanctuary, a haven of calm amidst life's chaos. Their bamboo sheet set is the ultimate in luxury, designed to be incredibly breathable. It keeps you several degrees cooler for a night of uninterrupted rest. With a durable weave guaranteed to last 10 years, it's a thoughtful gift everyone will love and use every day. And for those slow, cozy holiday mornings, Cozy Earth's long sleeve bamboo pajama set are a must have. Luxuriously soft and stylish, they are perfect for lounging in total comfort while making lasting memories with loved ones. You want your Cozy Earth gifts by Christmas? Order by December 13th for free shipping. Expedited shipping available until December 20th. Wrap the ones you love in luxury. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my exclusive code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That is CozyEarth.com/Stephanie.
If you've turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments.
I wondered what that special tingle is I'm feeling up my leg. It's New Member Monday.
Wow!
On the Winter Fun Drive here on Free Speech TV. Look alive, Jody Hamilton.
Whee!
Okay, thank you. Today we're calling on all viewers who have never given to Free Speech TV. What are you doing? Come on, a monthly gift is as little as five bucks can go a long way in keeping our platform strong and unwavering in the face of, just call it adversity. Call now, 877-378-8669, or go right to freespeech.org/donate to sign up now.
Journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It slices, it dices, with razor-like edges that never need sharpening. It's not a blender, it's not a set of steak knives, it's Car Windshield. And now, it can be yours. Here's how. Next time you're in a car and the driver's driving recklessly, simply say nothing. That's right. Let them change CDs. Let them text on their phones. Ignore that little voice in your head that's trying to warn you. And you too can experience Car Windshield. Passengers who have tried Car Windshield agree. It's a smash. Car Windshield may not be for everyone, as it can lead to severe side effects and even death. Please consult your physician after you've experienced Car Windshield. Passengers who wish to avoid Car Windshield can do so by following simple steps, like trusting their instincts, speaking up, and telling their friends to slow down.
In the real world, there is no spokesperson to prevent reckless driving. There's only you. Speak up.
Act now. Paramedics are standing by.
This has been a message from the Ad Council. For more information, go to youarethespokesperson.com.
Stephanie Miller. Come together right now.
Over me. Are you gonna put the headphones on?
Don't do that. She won't like it. Yeah, it'd be way too loud.
I tweeted a picture of Bonnie stands directly at my chest every morning and stares right into my eyes. And I said, she has a very, I would like to speak to the manager energy. So I am considering a name change to Karen. I'm never sure what, I don't know what, you know, whether the, I'm late with the biscuits or the Dr. Marty's, but it's a very, you'll see. She
probably
stands right on my chest. Just, it's a very, I would like to see the manager right now.
You should change her name to Karen. Because she's
That's
the
what
one.
I said.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Okay. I thought you said.
Right, Karen? Bonnie? Okay. Oh, I have a pet peeve, by the way. Oh, thank you. By the way, this is our friend Alonzo Bowden posted this. I am so with you. You are such a fine American. Okay, I'll tell you my experience in a second. He tweets, I know this post is useless because off-leash dog walkers don't really care, but once again, the off-leash dog growled and stepped toward my dog. Owner says, she won't do anything, really. Why is she growling? These are the times I wish I could have a more aggressive breed. You, off-leash people, really. You, mm-hmm. I'll never understand the privileged mindset that looks at signs saying keep dog on a leash and just thinks, not me, screw everyone else, I'll do what I want. I got freedom. You. Thank you, Alonzo. This one guy, and it's a German Shepherd is one of his dogs. And he just, this, I'm telling you, Donald Trump has started this where everyone just thinks it's okay to act like a jerk, that rules don't apply to them. And his dog also took a giant dump on the trail right in front of me. But because the guy's like 200 yards up there, he doesn't pay. I'm like, your dog just took a giant, and he's like, oh, I don't believe you. He goes, take a picture of it. Oh my God. Is it me? Do more people just feel like they can, like Trump, like the rules don't apply to them? Like all the signs saying, please clean up after your dog, please keep your dog on a leash, right? Because like I said, my dog's scared when she's on the leash. She's been attacked before. Like, I've just had it. I started with all the racist, homophobic jerks, and all the, you know, assaulting flight attendants during COVID. Stop being a jerk! All right.
Boots doesn't have to interact with anybody else. She just kind of lays there on the little...
Our cats have each other.
Good God above tweeted, no afterlife, no judgment day. Just recycle your cans and try not to be jerks, okay?
There you go.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Good advice from
Thank
the Lord.
You. Yes, right before Christmas. God.
Don't be a jerk. It's Christmas.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a bumper sticker.
Wow. I got to tell you about my little manger scene in a minute. This has been through hard times.
Yeah.
I've only got like the baby and like one cow. All right. 29 minutes after the hour. Rude Pundit next.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that 4-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step. But you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Donald
Donald Trump says that he will not direct his administration or the DOJ to investigate the January 6th committee. Right. But at the same time, he also is looking to push Cash Patel as his pick to lead the FBI and do what he thinks is right. How do you square those two things, particularly for someone who ran on a theme of revenge and retribution?
Well, it's very cynical of him. He knows that, in a way, he's actually telling the truth there. He probably won't have to direct whoever heads the DOJ because that person will be completely in line with him.
Thank you, Mary Trump. All right, I have brought my manger scene, or what's left of it, for show and tell. Okay. Could I have some Christmas music, please? Thank you. If anybody else has moved a lot of times, I don't. So this is what I'm left with. I do have the baby Jesus, and I have, I guess that would be one wise man, and a cow and a camel. And that's it. That's the entire. There's no Mary, no Joseph. I don't know what happened to the other wise men. The lambs.
They ran.
Kind of Christmas it's going to be. You know what else is pissing me off? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You want to know why?
Oh,
I agree with John. He tweeted, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is on tonight. The classic tale of when people treat you like until they find out you can do something for them. Thank
That's
you.
Exactly what that is.
Right? Then all the reindeer loved him. Yeah, you homophobic holes. I'm in a mood. I need to get rude.
Hey, rude. Don't say things bad.
I can think about things too hard.
You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Just be superficial.
That's the true story of Rudolph and Christmas. It's fine to be anyone that's different.
In the 1990s, I had a radio drama program, and when Bill Clinton was talking about allowing gays in the military,
yes,
I wrote a play that was about how the first platoon to get a gay soldier just abused him and abused him and abused him. And then when the guy leapt on a grenade to save everyone's life, they all were like, you know, he really wasn't that bad of a guy.
People are a-holes. Rudolph is like a very Donald Trump Christmas. Be a D to anyone that's different than you, unless you can use them for something.
Unless you can get something out of them, yeah, yeah.
So cynical.
Rudolph Shiny New Year is about embracing people who are different from you.
Well,
that's
isn't that
like
nice? Yeah, well, that's not how we voted, is it? Hey, Rude.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. I loved your tweet. You said, now that we know Elon spent $250 million to get Trump elected, any dive into why Harris lost needs to start with, because the richest man on earth bought the election and our campaign finance laws just let him. Thank you. Oh, my God. How many times can we say it? Everybody from, you know, Alan Lichtman to Michael Tomasky, disinformation. It wasn't the economy. It's how the press told you the economy was going. But, you know, the keys that Alan Lichtman bases things on are so healthy, right? By any normal universe, that person would be reelected. But
yeah.
Anyway,
we also had that with Bill Clinton. I mean, you know, if you want to get honest about the 2000 election, is, you know, Bill Clinton was handing Al Gore a great economy and you know, relative peacefulness in the world.
Yeah.
And you know.
Yeah, no, the media has never been our friend, and that was their dry run for just having the Supreme Court appoint a president who didn't win. I mean, it's and now it's some of the same characters. By the way, can I just say, speaking of Elon Musk, Keith said a billionaire with lucrative government contracts spent at least $250 million to elect another billionaire as president and then got a government position with power to undermine his competition and rule over the officials who regulate his company's absolute corruption. I mean, this is just going on in broad daylight. And can I tell you how angry, not just because I'm a certain age, it makes me, him talking about pulling Social Security out by the roots.
Yeah.
I mean, and the whole entitlement. Yes, we're entitled to it. It's our money. I paid into it my whole life.
Yeah, you know. And didn't he tweet something that was like defund the poor? those lines. It's like really, this is what we're going after. I mean, you know, my home state, Louisiana, just lowered the income tax on wealthy for everyone, but primarily will affect the wealthy, while raising the sales tax to offset the loss of revenue.
Yeah.
So it is essentially taxing the poor to give money to the rich.
Yep. Andrea tweeted, he said, it will be my objective to phase out Social Security, to pull it out by the roots. Elon Musk, the world's wealthiest man, about the program you paid into your entire working life and on which one in five Americans live. Ian said, Federal Election Commission, Musk gave at least $277 million in political donations to Trump and other Republicans in this election cycle, making him America's largest political donor. I mean, he's bought America.
Yeah,
right.
And we just allow it. And there's apparently nothing we can do. There is nothing that can be done because the Congress we have will not ever pass any laws to do that. Or when they did pass a law, it got overturned by a then not quite as crazy conservative Supreme Court.
By the way, Denise follows up. What about the $40 billion he paid to buy Twitter just to turn it into a right-wing pro-Trump site? Does that count as a political donation? That's true. Yeah. That's not even, you know, the huge in-kind donation that was essentially all of Twitter, right? Yeah. And that's how, and then we wake up going, where's this meme? They're eating the cats, they're eating the dogs proved a more effective message than let me help you buy your first house.
Yeah.
You know. Again, I always say about Elon, make a car that works. Make a car that doesn't blow up. Make a car that isn't made of balsa wood that just cracks up anytime something hits it. You know, do the thing that you were supposed to be good at.
Yeah.
And you know, when he starts talking about all the things that are gonna happen in the next couple of years, I think, yeah, great, can't wait to get on the Hyperloop to go there.
Yeah, this one, breaking. President Biden will become the first president in American history to register job growth in every single month during his presidency. And to your piece about, you said, sorry, CNN and MSNBC, but it's not us, it's you. I mean, I can't help but keep coming back to how we got here, that I don't know that Joe Biden or Kamala Harris could have won with the approval rating he had, and he had the approval rating he had because of the media, period. Yeah. Because of Biden's old, but the economy's not good, stuff is too expensive, Biden's old. It was like a Flintstones background, right? Yeah. And then, you know, we all were like, oh, this is great, these shorter elections, I wish we could always do this. Well, not if you want to win. That was an impossible task for Kamala Harris, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, there are obviously tons of reasons why Trump won and Harris didn't. We know that. But one of the things that we have to keep in there, put in there, is the way in which that CNN especially just decided to cave in and go along with the narrative that Republicans were selling.
Well, and also, as a woman, can I just say, Jody, you look alive over there. I'm just so angry about, you know, that we're like, well, you know, America's not ready for a woman. First of all, Hillary won the popular vote despite an epic amount of effery and the mainstream media being wall-to-wall her emails. That's how Donald Trump got in the first place. And then Kamala Harris lost by 1.5 points despite massive amounts of disinformation and effery. So, you know, I don't know the... I mean, clearly misogyny, you know, played a part. But you know what I'm saying? It's just, I feel like your piece is so perfect. Why ratings are down. Oh, my God. By the way, CNN, holy cow.
Yeah.
They're like super in the chat. Do I have those numbers?
You're
hold on
somewhere.
To your point of your piece. Hang on one second. Hold, please. Talk amongst yourselves.
Rutabaga.
Yeah, Scott Dworkin said during the week of November 25th, CNN averaged only 260,000 viewers per day, losing out to channels like Bravo and Food Network. After CNN spent years relentlessly attacking President Biden and Vice President Harris while same-washing Trump and his cult members, this ratings disaster is well-deserved. I mean, they're trying to be Fox Light. Right. And then, you know, Joe and Mika go and try to turn MSNBC into Fox Light. And that's not there's not an audience for that. Right.
Yeah. No, but nobody wants to sit there. And, you know, it's not that you need to be the liberal Fox.
Right.
But you at least need to be fair and not simply buy that the Fox line and try to pull. It's like Democrats trying to get Republican voters. CNN, you're not getting the Fox viewers.
Yeah.
They are gone.
Yeah.
So do and, your thing and get the viewers that you can that aren't watching Fox.
Joe Scarborough having a 20-minute meltdown over the fact that, people have had enough of this self-important blowhard. And, and him saying, oh, well, we went to get the measure of the man. You've known him for, 40 Never. Years?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Now you need to go get the measure of Donald Trump? I mean, okay.
And then the really interesting story would have been, we went there because we're scared of retribution. That should have been it. We went there because we are trying to cover our own asses.
Yeah,
and not get thrown in prison. That's a story. That's a story worth telling. That's something the American people need to know. We don't need Joe and Mika's newfound observations about Donald Trump.
Yeah, yeah. They need to do what I do. I admit I'm scared, and then I go have a gastrointestinal event for several minutes in the middle of an interview.
Mm-hmm.
That's human. You said you spoke of the both-siderism that pretended that anything Hunter Biden did was remotely equal to a single hour of the criminality of Donald Trump. You said a rational news organization wouldn't invite back anyone who had said the 2020 election was stolen. And I'm not even talking about regular, awful conservative spewers like Scott Jennings. Gee whiz, I wish I could say what you said. Okay.
Steven.
No, all right. But we hung in there because we got our fix of appalling acts by Trump. And you just said, you, for the act of faux balance. We got more Yahoo safaris where Trump voters were interviewed as if their stupidity was down-home wisdom. Where has there ever been a single diner bunch of interviews with Hillary voters or Kamala voters?
No.
Or how existentially depressed we all are? No, like that just doesn't matter.
No, our feelings don't matter because we've been owned. No, the thing that gets me about that also is if they were interviewing Harris voters, it was always, well, here are the people that voted for Trump that now have seen the light and are going to vote for Harris, and so that's it. We just got the converts, not the people that have been faithful all along.
You said since the election, ratings have plummeted for CNN, MSNBC, which is to be expected to an extent, but usually the fall off post-election is across the board. You said, however, Fox, quote-unquote, news is gaining viewers, and of course the mad motherfuckers are over there crowing about it. I mean, that does generally happen, like you say, with whoever the losing party is, that side gets dispirited and tunes out for a while.
But it's not just that. Usually, again, it's across the board. Usually every news network loses audience after an election because everybody's been paying such intense attention to it.
Yeah.
And but this time Fox is up while the others are plunging.
Right.
And that is a different situation and something they, as I say, they need to get their crap together.
Yeah.
And,
well, I keep saying that, that's why we're stuck in this morning hellscape is because the morning show, either sets up or brings down your entire network. And I contend they're bringing down the whole network. You said with the frightened voices of Joe and Mika talking about how they flew to Mar-a-Lago to kiss Trump's voluminous ass echoing in our ears, CNN reporting on family separation as if it's the same as a new tax on cornflakes, with the shift in reporting on the economy to emphasize how great it is, exposed to the doom and gloom of the election period.
Oh, gosh.
But look who I'm talking to.
Yes.
That was the pre-erection period. We're never going to get one again now. With the pretense of objectivity and the mask of fairness making the monstrous innocuous, with the billionaires who own the mass media desperate to kowtow the incoming fascist regime, you just said I've kicked you out, CNN and MSNBC. You did all up, and now I'm done. Get your together or just disappear. Thank you. They need to. I'm sorry. To change the morning show, first of all. They have a lot of talent over there that do not bend the knee to Donald Trump, and that is the last thing. We have Harry Lippmann on today, who quit the LA Times to say, I'm not going to be associated with this.
Right.
I mean, he was talking about the amount of lying Trump does. You can't just cover it in any kind of both sides do it way. He lies relentlessly.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it virtually never got brought up that they were running someone for president who a jury said committed sexual assault and a judge said was rape.
Yeah.
You know, So they were running a rapist, and nobody talked about that except those of us screaming over here.
Right. Was that off bounds for Kristen Welker to bring up the fact that he is an adjudicated rapist who has nominated now a second rapist, allegedly, to his cabinet? But no, that's too rude.
No, we can't do that. We can't have the truth actually out there. And you know, the idea that, you know, I also said that one of the things that's going on here is it's like CNN is narrating its own destruction because of how Trump is talking about essentially taking control of the media, threatening them with withdrawing licenses and other things, and going after the journalists that are there. So you're just going to sit here and say the very system that keeps you alive, you're just going to sit there and report on with this idea of objectivity.
Well, and by the way, in here in the United States of
Mark Elias.
I love him. He's one of the people modeling courage. And he said, he pointed out how one of the questions was deeply troubling that Kristen Welker posed. She said, for the sake of unifying this country, will you concede the 2020 election and turn the page on that chapter? Trump, of course, went, no. Why would I do that? And Elias said, this question from Kristen Welker was deeply troubling. Donald Trump should concede the election because he lost, because he lied, and because that lie led to the events of January 6th and corroded our democracy. I hope this was just a misstep and not an effort to blur the truth to gain favor. I mean, this is where, you know, the sane washing isn't going to stop, right?
Yeah.
Like that would be some really big humanitarian gesture of him to admit the obvious.
And meanwhile, we have Democrats who are saying, you know, oh, but Biden should go ahead and pardon Trump.
So no!
And it's like, what? What? So the person that never has turned a page in his life?
Yeah. I get, you know, it's Adam Schiff or others saying they don't, you know, want to pardon because they didn't do anything wrong. But God, I hope he's right. You know, our friend Allison Gill said, you know, maybe don't shame people that do ask for pardons. They don't have the money to get bankrupted. You know,
and that's the thing that is the real vengeance here, because Trump, you know, is all about money and how much money he has spent on his legal defense and that's what he wants to get back at people for. He wants to bankrupt them to teach them a lesson.
The baby Jesus thanks you for your appearance today.
Yeah. I was hoping you'd get nasty with me.
I tell you, my longtime ex, who was Jewish, used to call it my little doll show. Is it time to put your little doll show out? I'm like, it is not a doll show. It is the
I don't have it here. I have it at my office, but I took out my Fargo snow globe.
There you go.
Yeah, I love that.
The wood chipper scene
in
snow globe form.
I love it.
I fill it in with other stuff, snowmen, and I don't. There's not enough. The original. There's not enough of the original cast for me. This is like a sort of struggling reboot.
Jesus is a raisin you picked up off the floor.
A carrot? Do they give baby Jesus a carrot, pluck out their nose to get the baby Jesus?
Yes. All right. Best of luck to you. See you next week. Love you.
Bye.
51 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick.
Oh, yeah.
That gets me going. I tell you, I did. Oh, my God. I don't mean to. Okay, everybody back east, just don't listen. Oh, my God. I did the most gorgeous bike ride on LA River Path. It was 75 degrees on Saturday.
Yeah.
With my Morning Kick in my bike bottle like I do every Saturday. Every morning it's in my, I love it. It's strawberry lemonade flavor, which to me is the key. I've tried a bunch of other things. And also, they don't have the same magic in it. Prebiotics, probiotics, ashwagandha, stuff for your energy, your gut health.
Right.
Help you feel more youthful, enhance your overall well-being. Do it! Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, type in the code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply.
Taking back God. Taking back the flag. Taking back America. And all before breakfast. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Sure. there is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person. And if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Don't believe me, just watch. 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 Hey, 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 oh!
Wow. Hello, Karen in Chicago. Hello. Yes, hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Baba Wawa. This is Baba Wawa. I like what you're doing.
Thank you.
Will you come on my podcast with my friend Anita and I?
Of course I will go on True Blue.
Hey, it's worth a shot. So I want to say that a special shout out to our Stephanie Miller official Chicago Resistance Sisters walkers, who gathered yesterday and hiked and were a support to each other. This is the thing. People cannot isolate. Find your people. Let's join in community, because this is the way we are going to be able to fight this and,
yep,
and survive.
Find the helpers.
What's to come.
Right? Like so, Mr. Rogers said.
Right.
Yeah,
not Aaron Rodgers, the other one.
No, not Aaron Rodgers.
All right,
the good Rodgers.
Yeah, no, yes, yes.
The good one, the good one.
And he said also get vaccinated, kids.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Okay. 58 minutes after the hour, Malcolm Nance coming up.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, we'll talk about some of our favorite holiday movies, some of them you've probably never heard of.
And we'll ask for your picks as well.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.